The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God. This is crazy.
What is happening? Dude, I spilled coffee. KP ran past the fucking camera and headbutted it.
I'm sorry, dude.
Jordan's not here, the fucking cunt.
That might be a new record for you, spilling coffee 0.01 seconds into the broadcast.
What up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things. They didn't lengthen that song, did they? Do I gotta fucking say things 100 times in order for them to happen? Does everything, and I mean this, Shannon, does everything need to take 3, 4, 10 times as long as and any other industry?
No.
Because I did specifically say I wanted that intro music longer last time. It was a whole thing. I said, loop it.
You're gonna spill your coffee again.
No. I'm pissed. I just like old Lewis. This is me coming in and annoyed with the production staff. Fucking, you know, maybe warn KP to not headbutt the camera, Shannon.
That's my fault. I own that one.
Blame Shannon.
No, KP. We don't have a blame KP button. It doesn't exist.
Lewis, you have to see the irony of you spilling coffee and then yelling at them for making the same mistakes over and over again.
Let me say, I see no ironing happening at my house. You see how fucking wrinkled this shirt is?
That's the problem. The more lean you get, the better.
You have to understand how funny it is.
What's the irony about fuckface? Sorry.
You made the same mistake you always make, which is not paying attention to spilling your coffee, and then yelled at them for not doing their, not learning.
Me spilling my coffee is going to happen. That's part of life. No, they shouldn't fuck up over and over and over again.
You just fucked up over and
that's
over again.
That's not fucking up, dude. That's me making a... That's like an error in a baseball game. I was at my son's softball or a baseball game yesterday.
Yeah.
So they made a lot of errors.
Yeah. I got 2 more outs.
Take me out to the ball game. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, Zach. Baseball... Children's baseball sucks.
Correct.
It's a goddamn nightmare. And my kid's team got slaughtered yesterday. Shout out to the fucking the Paramus Pythons who fucking absolutely dominated my kid's fucking team.
You know what Bergen County does though? They go around, they find like the kids from they recruit. They recruit that early. That's how bad it is.
No, I believe it, dude.
You're in Catholic school heaven over there, dude.
My kid's fucking just he actually did really good. His team was getting smoked. They were getting fucking dominated. It was 11-0 and they were like in the fourth inning. And they're like, dude, this is they used to ever wanted to go home. It was getting bad. And then my kid came out, literally, my son came out, fucking...
Finally.
He's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to use this bat for what I've always wanted to use it for.
How many more plays do I have to do before you'll pay attention?
I was like, two balls.
You're supposed to face away from the catcher.
He's like, two balls. You don't have to threaten me with a good time.
Damn it, dude.
No, doggy. He came out and he fucking opened it up, dude. I was there. I was like, James, fucking knock the shit out of the fucking park, dude. And he looked at me. I was like, all right, dad. And he came in, crack, hit a triple, brought two guys in. And then they still lost 11-7. But that was like the turning point for the fucking team. And I was like, you know what? It was pretty exciting. There was a moment where it was fucking exciting.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
That's a good lesson to not give up.
Don't give up. He actually said it. He was saying it to his team. He was like, guys, I'm not going to give up until the last inning. And all the team, you can tell, was fucking annoyed with this little fucking positive fucking homo. Like, whatever, dude.
No, you have to be undeniable. I watched last night Juan Soto for the Yankees. It's the most Dominican thing I've ever seen. He shit-talked the pitcher while he was whiffing on two pitches, continued to shit-talk, then stomped his foot, and then went yard. It was the most, like, he's in Dominican heaven right now.
Yeah.
That's what's happening right now. They're banging trash cans all over the place for him.
Yeah,
he can. He's a hero, man.
Yeah, I did get a little bit of just now. I'm taking my son to the batting cages tomorrow because I was like, dude, if you're gonna fucking do this, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you practice once a week with your team, then you got a game or two. I was like, no, like really do it. Just fucking get in there. So I'm gonna, I don't know, dude. My kid, I want him to be great. Excellence. I gotta teach him fucking excellence.
It is big of you to push him in sports when you have no.
Oh, I don't. I hate it. Here's me watching his baseball game. When he's in the outfield, I go out and I watch because he's going to see me watching. Then when his team's up, I go in the car and I just scroll. And then right before he goes up, I go back out so he sees me watching him bat. I go, wow, this is great. And then I go back in the car.
Have you thought about shaving your facial hair off and just playing as your son against the Bergen County teams?
The Bergen.
Just do like the recruiting thing? Nope, it's me, guys.
Hey, Paramus Pythons.
Can I see a birth certificate on this kid?
Absolutely.
He just came. He got in this month.
Sorry, he's from Hudson County. It doesn't count. Even if we had one, it doesn't count.
I'm not good at baseball, though. I could probably beat children in baseball, though.
I got faith in that.
I feel like I could fucking destroy a little kid. They're not going to be able to. But that kid did pitch pretty hard, I will say. It's pretty impressive how fast that these little kids pitch. They're fucking 10 years old, 11 years old.
They still using metal bats, or they moved to wood bats for kids yet?
No, they're metal bats.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
The metal bats, I think they can hit them hard. Like the better the kids get as hitters, the quicker they are to go to the wooden bats. I think it's because it doesn't ricochet like a shotgun blast and hit pitcher in the face. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I took a line drive to the face, and that ended my baseball career.
Oh, really, dude?
Yeah.
What happened?
Took a line drive to the face.
But what was the, did you like bust an eye socket?
It was, I probably broke my nose and we never fixed it. That's why I have this jagged thing going on. And then, I just never played baseball again after that. I was afraid of everything.
Yeah.
You know? It's what happens, man. I apologize to you?
Why?
I'm sorry. Number one, I headbutted your camera the second I walked.
That's not a big deal.
Number two, I actually drove a half hour in early. I was going to be a half hour early and then the traffic caught up to me. And then Shannon's so pretty that I can't use the normal bathroom when I have to destroy it. So I had to go into the back one. And then you guys started without me, and I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were jerking off to Shannon. You're like, Shannon's so pretty that I had to go rub one out.
No, I do that before I leave.
To think about Shannon. You're right. I don't like shitting in that one because Shannon does go in afterwards. But now it's become a game. Now I just blow it up. There's shit splatters in the bowl that I'm pretty sure Emily has to clean. That's part of her job description.
Right,
that's why I try to run and pee before you guys do plugs. I try to beat you to the bathroom because I know you're going to do it right after the show.
Damn, Shannon. Shannon, where the fuck is Jordan Jensen?
Okay, so here, I don't know exactly what happened here. I told her the address because she never remembers
the
address.
Did she go to the P.O. box?
No, so I sent her the address last night. And then let's pretend that we're on East 3rd Street here. Let's pretend that. So she told me, she says, sorry about that. It took me to 3rd Avenue. So I'm thinking she typed the address in wrong. And she said, have to jump in an Uber. I said, what's your ETA? She says 12:15.
It's actually borderline fucking disrespectful, Jordan.
Yeah, I don't really know how this happened this time.
No. She doesn't have actually respect. Would she do this for anybody else's podcast? Would she do this for Bert Kreischer's podcast?
Probably not.
Probably not, right? Probably fucking not.
I think it's a power play. I think she's spitting right in your face.
I'm fucking pissed, dude. I'm pissed.
Low-key real ass, though.
No, it's not real ass.
Respect.
I don't like that. I mean, I not respect her showing up late. When I try my ass off to be here on time every show.
He has been trying.
I really do try. And it's only been a couple fuck-ups in the past few months.
And none of which have really been your fault.
Jordan doesn't get her plugs. Let's get him out of the way. KP, what are you plugging on?
Right now, life is good, man. Thank you for having me back. At KP Burke Sucks is the Instagram. I got clips popping off on there that Harrington's been helping me with. It's all the weird 90-second history stuff. And we got one about the true story of Cinco de Mayo right now. It's literally went out about an hour ago.
Ooh, so those I love are on that. Fire. Yeah, I man. Love that. Zach and me, what are you plugging?
Just check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny. And listen to my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
All right, couple things. Number one, if you guys want to come to Skankfest, there are only single-day passes available now, and Saturday passes are moving very, very quickly. Do not miss the number one comedy party in the world, September 27th through 29th, Las Vegas, Nevada. Single-day passes available at skankfest.com. Shout out to your Kratom for making it all possible. Also, you guys want to see me live on the road? I will be this weekend in Denver. With the great Scott Chaplin, Denver Improv Friday and Saturday night. Then I will be in Detroit on May 16th, one night only, Detroit House of Comedy Thursday night. Then Friday the 17th, I'm at Grand Rapids, Midtown Grand Rapids, and then I'm going to be at the Sprecher Brewery in Glendale, Wisconsin on Saturday, May 18th. Wise Guys Las Vegas, May 24th and 25th, and then I got a little break. I'll probably have something in there, but I got Uncle Vinny's coming up June 21st, 22nd in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, plus a bunch of other stuff, Ontario, California, Los Angeles, the Comedy Store, I'm doing two shows in one night, Oxnard, California, Fort Worth, Dallas, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, San Jose, California. We got the Regs going to the Cape Cod Melody Tent this summer, Tacoma, Spokane, and a lot of other dates that are constantly being added. The Meaty Ogre Tour, going to a city near you. Very excited to be touring and fucking working on all this new material for you guys. And make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP14. Get a 7-day free... Get a 14-day free trial. Get instant access to the On Demand Library for this show and all the other amazing shows in the network. And you get a bonus episode. We do a bonus episode on Fridays that only goes to subscribers, plus over 1,000 episodes that aren't available anywhere else, plus access to the racist live chat. Let's see. Play the Jake Flores video. One of his Slav says, "What's the Jake Flores video? Is there a Jake Flores?"
He seems to put out new content every time I'm on. So
Jake Flores, I don't care to hate Jake Flores. Like, he doesn't bring... I even look back at the whole situation with Jake Flores and I go, it was just kind of dumb and overblown and I was kind of immature. I had less going on than I should have had going on, so I let shit like that affect me. And I don't actually have ill will toward Jake Flores, but he does constantly dunk on himself, right? Was he protesting? Is that what it is?
Yes, this is a UCLA Free Palestine protest.
A UCLA Free Palestine protest.
Hey, dude, I got a question. Are you Jack Flores? Are you?
Who are you?
Pause it. Hold on. I did not know this was happening. This fucking rules. So, all right, what I saw on Jake Flores' feed, because people were reposting it, was that he had gotten into a thing with a dude, and Jake had said he was like, he made a comment about his sexual kinks or something. And then I assumed Jake Flores made that up, that he was like, oh, yeah, it's probably some fucking Cumtown or Legion of Skanks fan. But what is unfolding before my very eyes, it seems, is that this is a fucking fan of comedy that hates Jake Flores. And he saw him at a protest, and he was protesting on the one side, and Jake Flores was protesting on the other side. Is that what's going on?
I don't know yet.
We don't know. Oh, you don't even know this shit. Let me see.
Are you really?
Tell me why you're asking. I'll tell you whether I am.
Were you the dude who ate the cum cookie on fucking camera? Because everyone on fucking camera saw you eat a fucking cookie covered in your own cum. Or, I don't know. Was it yours?
Yes.
No, it's just like, it was freaking gross.
You want to try some?
No. But that's amazing. So why the fuck are you here in L.A. in some fucking UCLA protest when everyone knows you're just like a fucking weirdo
Pause
who
it.
Eats cum?
Are they protesting on the same side? I don't know what's happening. It fucking rules. Hold on. I gotta give it to him. This guy.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
I love it.
So many dead babies, right? So many kids are being murdered in Palestine right now. And it stopped. Everyone cares to a halt.
How many dead babies were on that cookie? Really, that's the question.
Oh, my fucking God. That ruled. Wait, was that Slav? No, it wasn't. Was Slav? Was that you? No, it wasn't. Was it actually Slav? Oh, if it was Slav, that'd be crazy.
Trying to finish it.
No, finish it, please. I don't think it was Runaway Slav, but that'd be fucking badass, too.
God damn, that is fucking weird, bro. Why the fuck are you here? You're not another student here, bro. You didn't even go to UCLA.
It's true. It is weird that he's at a student protest, like, for 18, 19-year-old kids. But he's a 40-year-old man. Like, that's it's just a little bit fucking bizarre. Look, if you're spending your time protesting as a 40-year-old man,
and it's just something he does really believe in, I kind of get that.
I just can't wrap my head around fucking giving a fuck enough to go protest. So, like, legitimately, like, be like, I gotta get out of here and fucking protest. When I was a kid, maybe I would do something like that because I was bored and I literally just didn't have anything to work on. But it's like, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a it's kind of a sad thing. Kind of a sad thing. I feel bad for Jay Flores.
And he had the mask on too, so he just has cum eating eyes.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, like, man.
Footage of you on camera eating a fucking cum cookie, man. Yes! Look up Jack Flores.
Somebody goes, are you for real? Meaning like, hey, dude, get the fuck out of here. But he's like, no, I swear to God, he ate a cum cookie. No. You got to go see it. It's wild. Good.
It's pervert. Why the fuck are you in this movement, bro?
He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him.
There's no punch.
He's got an edge that's not good.
That's it. There's no punch.
There's no punch?
No, it says he gets punched at the protest is the line here.
Yeah. Is there more video of him getting punched?
Let's see. Let me check in the chat.
Look, I don't wish violence upon anybody.
Don't ever hit anybody.
Don't hit people. Like, but, you know, it's fucking, you know. Jay Flores getting punched does make me happy. That's not wishing violence on somebody. That's saying if Jay Flores was punched. I know. I saw he was bear sprayed or something. They used bear mace on him.
Nice.
Yeah, something like that. He's like, you're a 40-year-old man. You're going out and like, what is the thing there? Everyone's like banging pots and going like, I don't really understand the upside of it.
It's I think what it is.
So people are talking about it, I guess.
Well, they're recycling. It's Occupy Wall Street kids getting to relive their 20s.
Right.
That's kind of what it is, I think. It's a Zuccotti Park kind of deal.
Jorge, you look like you'd be at one of these protests. Can you explain what is going on right now? What are they protesting for? What is the protest for? So Israel is fucking killing Palestinian babies. Let's just say that's it, right? Sorry. Let's say that's going on. Probably. What are they protesting? Stop it. Clack, 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 clack. Okay.
It's like Tinkerbell. You know how, like, if you applaud and Tinkerbell comes back to life? Yeah, it's fucking that's how they bring Palestinian babies.
What are these? What are
murdered in hospital bombings?
What is Jake Flores accomplishing by being there? What is he? What is his presence going to do? Jorge, please explain this to me.
So it's like a mixture of trying to prevent American involvement and the funding of all this terrorism and all that's going on overseas. Of course, the stealing of the land and that whole scenario has been going on for centuries. But a lot of the protests are sort of like you were saying, like the Occupy, it's just a movement.
It sucks,
where you can,
dude. Like, I mean, it all just sucks. Like, why aren't we just, we got to go back to a better time.
If he sold that better, it could have been Jake Flores is the reason why you take a hard line on Netanyahu.
Maybe.
And that would have been some real ass shit.
Maybe. Dude. I fucking hate it all. We're
or
back.
If Jake says, are you nutting? Yahoo!
Oh, Shannon, stop.
You said he was
is this,
hit.
Is Jordan Jensen's chest?
Is that like a rubber
showing,
bullet?
We're showing Jordan's.
He said he
topless.
Was bear sprayed a million times and then had weird shit thrown at him.
Well, KP really liked my Jordan Jensen's chest joke.
And that someone hit him in the back with a pipe and something else in the chest. So that's one of the bruises.
But you're going out to like this weird like volatile protests, and then like you're using it to like, this is my problem. If he was just going out to a fucking protest and not publicizing his involvement in a protest, I would have a weird amount. I would still go, all right, it's kind of a waste of time in my opinion, but I would have a little bit of fucking respect. Hi, Jordan. Oh, thanks
Speaking
for joining
respect,
us. Thanks for joining us, Jordan.
You know what?
No, you have no respect.
You know what?
No, you could admit it. You have no respect for me.
I took a train here, and it took me to 6th Ave, and I got out, and I was like, fuck. And then I had to buy a $26 Uber. I requested quiet, but he talked on the phone the whole time. Did I give him 3 stars? Yes.
3 stars. I've never given a 3-star ever. It's 1 star and me contacting the company, trying to get him removed from his job, or just blindly 5 stars.
If I pay extra so that you shut the fuck up in the car, why are you talking on the
phone? Have you ever done this? Have you ever been like, this guy fucking sucks, I'm going to 1-star him. And then you get out and you just go through the motions where you automatically 5-star. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Ah, and you can't go back. There's no way to maybe there is. There might be. If you accidentally 5-star somebody, can you?
I've never gone straight to this place in the right way. I always go somewhere else.
Can I say something that I did?
That says more about you than
100%.
I say it.
The location's been pretty.
Yeah, I know. I've been here a million times. I'm going to save it my phone.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. We love Capsulite, great company that prevents that awful feeling from the day after drinking. If you guys go out and party, which I know you will be, you're going to be coming to Skankfest this year. We got to make sure you guys load up on Capsulite before you go, because you take it before and during a night of drinking, you wake up the next morning feeling like $1 million.
It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver and eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol, which is the cause of symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. It's a fun little portable packet you take right with you to the bar, to the club, or comedy festival, and it really does. It helps you feel a lot better. I've tried it out, and I totally dig it.
Right now, just go to Capsulite.com, CapsulyteE.com. Use the promo code GAS, and you're going to save 30% off your order today. Once again, that is promo code GAS at Capsulite.com. All right, where were we? I stayed at a hotel in San Diego this past weekend, and they charged me for smoking weed again. And I smoked weed like I left in an Uber to the airport like 8 a.m. and I smoked weed at 7:57 in the hotel room. And I was like, fucking.
This is California?
This is California, right?
No window.
No window. Nothing. And
I mean, that's bold of you. Right?
Then I called and I gave my whole fucking spiel and I was really, really nice. I was just like literally, I was like, listen, I smoke a lot of marijuana. I was like, I travel every weekend. It was like, I think it was just very potent marijuana that I'd rolled in the room, because they only had pictures of the blunt wrappings, the inner blunt wrappings. They got to take pictures. They have to have evidence. And I was like, I didn't actually smoke it. I was like, I understand if you have to do what you have to do, but I really wish you'd believe me. I stay at this hotel and I've stayed there a half dozen times, you could see. And then they're like, you know what? We'll do it. And nice. then they were like, we'll refund it.
How much did they charge you?
$250. Then the next day, I just get another $250 charge from them. So now they charged me $500. They didn't even refund it. So then I call and I'm like, you gotta be nice, dude. You gotta be nice. Yeah. And I'm like, can I speak to this guy again? And I went through the whole beats again. And then they were like, all right, let me put you on hold. Let me put you in touch with the right person. Then they put me on with another person. Then I explained it all over again. Then they're like, oh, you're not even on the phone with the right hotel. They transferred you to a different hotel. Now I'm fucking sweating. Yeah. I'm so fucking mad. I'm getting really pissed off. I finally get the guy. I'm like, buddy. I was like, look, if you don't want to give me back the money, you don't want to give me back the money. All right? I got time is money, though. Now I'm spending more money than the $500 that you're charging me. And he's like, listen, it wasn't me. It was the manager of the place. It was their decision. I was like, put them on the phone. Then they put an old Mexican. It was the manager for the housekeeping. It was an old Mexican lady. And she barely spoke English. And then I was really nice again. I was like, miss, can we just please? She was like, okay. And then they put me back on with the guy that I was just addicted to. And he's like, what happened? And I was like, I think you're supposed to refund $500 now. And I'm waiting to see if they're going to refund $500.
You know what I had? I had a man. I go in. I check in. He's like, oh. You know when you check into a hotel and you're like, just get me in the fucking hotel. And they're like, no, we're going to give you a speech on the history of the fucking hotel. So I'm like, I just got to get up there, man. I got to pee. I just flew on a 7-hour flight. Like, fucking help me, you know? And he's like, well, there's something you said you're with the club. You know, all of this. Oh, it's a different. And I finally get in there and I'm in there taking a shit. And a guy walks in, just a different guy.
No.
With all of his bags. And he's like, And I was coming out of the bathroom, thank God. And I was like, what's up, bud? And he was like, they gave me the key to this room. So I called down.
You should have just fucked him.
And I'm like,
you should have just grabbed him and slammed him against the wall.
raped him?
And raped him like the Terminator.
And then I call down and I'm like, hey, a man just walked in the room. I don't know if he has keys to my room. Yada, yada. And the guy's like, well, nobody's registered for that room. And I was like, buddy, I just was down there with you. You registered me. And I was like, there's
nobody, two people are registered for this room.
It was crazy. And he was like, well, I'm really sorry. And then they send me up a bottle of wine. I smashed the wine glass on accident, glass in my feet. Don't drink. Wow. Just had a tempting wine bottle sitting there the whole
time. And this is why you're late.
And this is why I'm late.
And this is why you're late today, Jordan.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was late because I was shitting. So
nice. Yeah. That's good. Were you late? Hi.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, you guys don't know each other?
No, first time.
KP is great.
I haven't
Jordan's
even looked
great.
Over once at you.
Jordan,
I know. It's really fucked up.
It happens a lot to me.
It just feels super disrespectful the way you just show up late every time.
I know. I totally get it.
It just feels like a slap in the face.
I almost failed high school because I missed every first period.
Me too.
And I had to write a 10-page paper in order to get past.
We were probably very similar students.
Yeah.
There was a lot of this. I was like a bare minimum guy in school, right? What is going on? What's popping? Who's popping? What's popping over here?
Me?
I heard some pops. I was a bare minimum guy in school. I was like, but I would always pass. I would always get a good grade on the test. And whatever it was just, I just got the grade to just pass. So my senior year of high school, I had to give up my lunch period. I had to stay an extra period afterwards to make up classes. I had to do summer school 1 year, but that was like, fuck that. I was like, that's too much for me. So I ended up avoiding that for the most time. But I would just barely get by. I passed everything with a fucking, just by the skin of my teeth, just so I could graduate. I also wanted to graduate with a, it was called a Regents diploma. I don't know if they do this anymore in New York, but they had like levels of like the local diploma was for Puerto Ricans.
GRE.
And then a Regents diploma was GED. For like the kids that were in a GED.
Yeah.
GRE.
GRE. We didn't have regulated tests because I went to a hippie school. I feel bad for being late. Shannon literally texted me. He's like, can you get here early? And I was like, no, I can't get there early. I'll be there on time.
Well, the reason they ask early is because we want to start on time.
My manager puts everything on the itinerary half an hour.
Smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
I'm very bad with time.
Denver told me I just saw my contract that I'm supposed to be there the night before. And that's just not happening.
Why the night before?
I don't know.
What do they want you to do there?
I think some clubs are like that. Some clubs are like, oh, you got to like show up the night before and like make sure you're there. Just in case there's any flight delays.
It's not
you're
radio
like,
in the morning,
Comedy
right?
Works?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Denver
okay,
Improv.
Okay. I was like, there's no way.
No. Yeah. It's a black club though. So I think that there, I think it's a lot more black comedians. Oh.
Black comedians.
All right. Let's go back to Jake Flores in a minute. Jordan's here. It's great. But I'm being accused of joke thievery.
Oh my God.
Is it by a black woman or did you just say black and remember the word thievery?
No, seriously, which one is it?
It's a half black woman.
Wow.
She fucking posted an old joke on. We can wrap up the Jake Flores thing. All right, Jake Flores fucking got pepper sprayed at a protest. Who cares?
Really? Yeah. Palestine?
Yeah, Palestine protests.
I was on the train here and I saw a man and he was talking about how he's in a Marxist group. And then I looked over at the guy next to him and he was journaling in his notebook. And then the guy next to him had a Trump, love Trump's hate. And I was like, I hate this. I hate, there's all cucks in the city. It's 100% cucks. It was crazy. All three men doing the cuckiest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm in the Marxist group. Da, da, da. And he was wearing like a linen. I was like, this is the gayest city.
Linen.
I don't even know what Marxist means.
Communist. He's a commie.
I don't even really know what communist means. Is that good now? I think
no,
they keep on flipping
good.
And flopping
Jake
if they're good
Flores
or bad.
Is expanding Lewis's political horizons, by the way.
I don't fucking know what any of this shit is, doggy. It literally.
The phase you go through in college.
Why? You could literally. You know what USA should do? USA should blow up the Ukraine, Russia, Israel, and Palestine. And, like, let's just get over all this shit, dude. We move forward. We'll just fucking focus on gay rights.
Wait, you think the Ukraine should blow something up?
I think we should blow them all
up.
Oh,
yeah.
All
we
of
should.
Those places.
I thought you said
Ukraine. The U.S. should just nuke all of those places and then they'll get out of my fucking feed, right? But then it's the next thing. Nuke anything that's too much in my feed that I don't want it.
Okay.
How about that?
There's a lot of female comics that need to be nuked.
I say nuke literally every female comic.
You know
comic.
What I've been doing? Female comics that post hot pictures of themselves
what?
Immediately unfollow.
You
not
unfollow.
Even a meal.
You don't like
meal.
That. You don't like hot pictures of
what
female comics.
What are you comics. Doing? It's not funny.
Well,
what are you
hold
doing?
On, hold on.
Sorry.
Calm down.
Sorry.
Okay. Because you're not a thirsty hot bitch. It doesn't mean people can't be thirsty.
I could post a hot photo. I take hot photos sometimes. My friends will take an attractive photo. I don't post it.
Well, I here's where I disagree.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you.
All right.
If you use social media, if it's not strictly everything is a joke, everything is promoting it. Like social media, there's a blend of life as
then
well.
Then I'm not gonna follow you because I'm following you because you're a comedian.
Right.
Have a Finsta, have a fake Instagram where you post your hot pics. But when I see pictures of female comics who are like, eating a fucking burrito or something, blowing a burrito, I'm like, I'm not doing this. This isn't hot. Or people who use for their promo like half naked photos.
Look, we see this happen on the male side with Matt Rife, right? Like, should Matt Rife tone it the fuck down? Probably. However, like, sex sells. Like, yeah, but fine. Yes, obviously. You're not into fucking homosexuals. I'm not saying Matt Rife is a homosexual, but that's a homosexual look. Like, gay guys want to fucking just suck that guy off, right?
Yeah.
And old ladies, I'm assuming. I'm assuming most, like, young chicks. He probably got a lot of young chicks, to be honest with you. He's doing pretty good. But that, like, if you are that attractive to not utilize that, I feel like is kind of leaving something on the table.
We see how attractive you are with all your clothes on. We see when you go, hi,
that's
I'm going to be in Colorado this weekend.
There's a lot of people that are hotter out of their clothes.
Okay, then get an OnlyFans and have people pay for that. But I'm not following you.
You don't like it. You hate this. You're hating on these bitches.
Hate it.
Name names. Let's go.
All of them.
Give me one right now. Give me throw a name under
I'm
the
not
bus
gonna
right
throw
now.
A name.
Give me one name. You have somebody on your mind. The name came to her face.
Dude, to be honest, it's like eight people, and it's all people who are like, they have 13,000 followers, and it's always just a photo of them being like,
How many of these girls have I dated?
Nine. even mind if it's like Kim, the way Kim's doing it, because that's part of her whole persona.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, Wineshank, it's part of the persona.
Gotcha.
It's like if you're an LA little slutty slut, do it.
There we
but
go.
But these New York girls pretending to be dykey.
Look at Jordan covering her bases for people she actually likes. And then
I'm serious. If you're a little, or like Annie Letterman, where she does like the paint on abs. Great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Got it.
If it's part of your persona.
You're really passionate about this.
I really don't.
Who did you unfollow recently? Tell me the name and one name of somebody you unfollowed.
I can't.
You can say it.
No,
come on,
I can't,
Jordan. What's up with people not naming names anymore? We used to be bad fucking asses.
I'll name male names.
I'm about to name a fucking name of a bitch who accused me of joke thievery.
Okay, who is it?
Joke thievery. So this is a joke that was on my first special. And to be honest with you, it's not even that great of a joke. It's just an old fucking joke. It's kind of a shitty joke.
How are they accusing you of
that? It's a decade ago that I wrote this joke, and it was on a special that I released 6 years ago. So this chick, like, I don't know who, she doesn't follow me. I don't follow her.
She has 13,000 followers.
No, I think she has more than that. I think she's fairly, she's not, I think she's like done an okay job with like Instagram and like, but I did a little bit of a deep dive on this fucking bitch because I'm trying to find the joke.
Are you
like,
showing her name and Instagram?
Yeah, I'll show her name. I don't give a fuck. She's publicly fucking came.
I want to see if she's got slutty pictures like Jordan.
She's like, she's,
she does. I bet she does.
Yeah, see,
she does. She's like an older lady. She's, go to, all right, so it's an ad that I put up for the Denver Improv.
I need you to loosen this. God,
yeah, man.
Can you do it?
We can.
Shannon, I put up an ad for the Denver Improv. No. Yeah, it's this joke right here. It's this fucking,
a little bit racist sometimes. All black people are a little bit racist sometimes. I know this because I'm Puerto Rican, and all white people and all black people are both very comfortable being racist against each other in front of Latinos.
We don't even have to listen to the joke. You're asking to find the joke. But click on the comments. That's the point. So right there on the Franken Superstar, click on that one. So he goes, I'm mixed. I hate everybody. So then this chick, Million Dollar Maya.
Oh, no. I know her.
Yeah, Maya DiGiorgio. I think she's like a fucking, like a Northeast, I don't want to say hack, but because I don't know who the fuck she is. But that's the vibe. Like, she's doing Uncle Vinny's. She's doing like, well, I'm doing Uncle Vinny's. I'm not hating, but the ilk of comic that does Uncle Vinny's is a certain ilk.
Wait,
you know?
Let me see the rest of the joke.
Hold on. Hello? Time for the Drama Llama. Drama Llama Ding Dong. He's here. Woo!
Let me see the rest of the joke.
Do you know Maya?
When I think of going to Uncle Vinny's, I actually think ilk.
That's
you can hear the rest of the joke.
White people are a little bit racist sometimes. All black people are a little bit racist sometimes. I know this because I'm Puerto Rican, and all white people and all black people are both very comfortable being racist against each other in front of Latinos. Yeah, because you both think we're on your side, you know?
You were a little fat.
Do you want to know a secret? Latinos hate both of you motherfuckers. I hate white people and I hate black people. And that's Latino privilege. Because when the race war hits, we can just wait to see who's winning and then choose that side. Like, ah, white power, I was with these guys the whole time. All right. Build that wall. Let's do it.
Did you find hers?
No.
And obviously, I'm just kidding. White people are not going to win the race war.
All right, we got it. So the, yeah, it's also just a fucking whatever joke. But second, like, so this girl chimes in. She goes, he took my bit. So yes, mixed people would identify with this. Is its origin is a mixed joke. It's like, lady.
Like mixed as in mixed writers?
Mixed race. No, mixed race. Mm. So then I just
wrote, it's a regular joke mixed with something that's not funny.
So then she goes, she does like a cry face. And then, or I did a cry face, like a cry laugh face. And she goes, I actually have a copyright on it. It's from the hour I wrote under Townsend. I don't know what the fuck that
Pete
means.
Pete Townsend?
Yeah.
Maybe. Pete Townsend?
She was doing research for a book about pedophiles.
So then I wrote, LOL, LOL, this is a 10-year-old joke from a special I taped 6 years ago. Sue me, dork. And then she goes, I did it on Def Jam in the 90s. Which is like, is this what's going on? You're like searching today for a joke that you did in the 90s, you're saying?
Yeah.
So then I said, so then maybe you should let it go. I don't do this joke anymore as I released it on a special 6 years ago. Do you really think I've seen your act? I've never heard of you. I'm sure you have more jokes. And then I wrote, also, I just watched your Def Jam set. That joke wasn't in it. I hate you for making me sit through that. Damn you, Maya. Damn you.
That's good.
Because it was,
and
like,
she didn't say anything?
No, she didn't say anything back yet.
Can we say her?
Yeah, sure.
Also, if you're Latina, that's probably just a observation that comes up.
It's just, it's an easy fucking joke. It's just,
do you know how many people I've seen do the joke about how, like, at weddings the groomsman, the bridesmaid gets up and is like, we love Stephanie, she's our best friend, and then the groomsman gets up and is like, Pete's got a little dick.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I've seen that joke, and I'm like, that's because we all go to weddings.
Yes, exactly. So no, this is just like a fucking ethnic fucking joke that's pretty fucking easy from, you know, a long time ago that probably shouldn't have even been on my special. But she, like, that's her. Chime in here, KP, you know this chick. Is she crazy? Or is she a normal chick?
You look on her Instagram, you're like, this is just one of Sweet D's characters from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, totally.
And then I do know her as a person, and I'm not saying, like, you know, it's like when you're hosting on a show and you're like, I don't have to go back up after, right? Like, they'll just do the announcements from the back, I can leave.
No, sure, she's fine. I watched some of her. She's killing on Def Jam. It's like, she's been a comic for like 40 fucking years.
She's done it. She's a vet.
Which is fine, but I'm like, if you're a vet, like, how do you not have the wherewithal to go, like, I'm not going to go and post, like, hey, you took this fucking thing from my... Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your... You really think I saw your fucking crazy fucking old lady act? And I was like, I gotta go. That's my joke now. A decade... You think I've ever fucking ran into you? You psycho. What a lunatic. Also, wouldn't the etiquette be, if I saw somebody doing a joke that I thought was mine...
You would message them.
I'd message them, like, hey, just so you know, I do that joke. I did it on a special a while ago. Just want you to know I still do it. I just wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't even go that far because it's so gay to even say that much. As I'm saying that I would do that, I'd be like, no, I would rather just give up the joke.
Me and Emma Willman have the same exact joke about how there was an Adderall shortage. Mm. And we were like, just give the people who make Adderall more Adderall and they'll make more Adderall. And it's like, people were like, you know, Emma has that same joke and mine, whatever. I don't even know. And I was like, yeah, we're both addicted to Adderall and trying to get it. Like, we're both crackheads being like, just make more.
There's so many comics out there. There's so many jokes. And the term parallel thinking is kind of cringe at this point. But that's what – it happens so much.
Yeah. How many people have the bit in a special, the difference between midget and the N-word? And if you don't believe there's a difference, go outside and try both.
Yeah, I mean, that joke has been done off the top of a thousand times.
Yeah, like three different people have that bit.
We were writing yesterday, and I wrote a joke about I was in Jamaica and we heard roosters crowing, and me and my sister had a conversation. We're having a conversation just high about why roosters crow. And then I found it was like a territorial thing. So the bit was like, you know, I was like, roosters are like Puerto Ricans of the farm. They wake up every morning. It's like, what's up, motherfuckers? Let's go.
Yeah.
Whatever. Dumb joke.
Yeah.
I was excited because I was like, this could be, I think it had like legs to become a funny joke. And Zach's like, oh dude, he was like, that's almost verbatim a Renan Hirschberg bit. Like verbatim.
Oh,
and
you go really?
Like, and I thought it was kind of a unique angle and a unique everything, but it's like there's almost nothing that you can do that hasn't been touched on, and you have to be careful of that. So 99% of the time when you see two comics and they go side by side and they line up their jokes, this happened again recently with Owen Benjamin and David Lucas, right? The joke is...
Oh, and Benjamin stole a joke from David Duke, if I remember right.
But no, I know Owen said Chappelle stole a bit from him back in the day. And I genuinely think in both of these cases, the Chappelle bit is pretty close. I just, you know, number one...
He said Neil Brennan has the same bit as me. And I was like, well, that bit's online. It went viral, so it's done. Like, yeah. That's who cares?
That's nobody's... that. Well, it's already behind you. Yeah. You're not, there's no going back and removing it retroactively. No, I don't do jokes for my first special anymore.
And I don't think Neil Brennan was on my Instagram being like, no, so how women come.
He wasn't. He got to the same conclusion because there's certain beats and the way comedians think that there's certain cadences and there's certain rhythms. There's puns. There's analogies. Like, that's a very big part of it. So the analogy is there, right? And
I like how you slapped it down at the end too. You're like, you just made me watch your special to fit. Like, that's the fucking asshole. Have to dismount on that. I had one thing with one guy who you guys probably know him. He's an asshole. He accused me the way he said it. The joke was stupid. I said I gave CBD to my dog, and now it's following fish around on tour. A dumb Facebook post, and this kid messages me. He goes, hey. So my fans wrote to me that you were doing this, and I just want you to know that that's in my act, and it's on Twitter, and I have this many followers. And I just wrote back. I was like, "Oh yeah, dude, don't worry about it. Dumb throwaway joke. I would never put that on stage. Like you have to just stick them in the
Yeah, you have to be like, yeah, that's not stage ready.
I saw a guy straight up steal a joke, a New York joke. I'm in the green room at the Improv, and I hear a comic on stage, and he recites a joke verbatim, and me and my friend Jake looked at each other, and we were like, "Huh?" And we run over to see who it is. It's not the comic whose joke that is. It's verbatim.
Yeah.
And it was a guy who had gone to the Cellar, seen that joke, and was now doing it in L.A. Word for word. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
I DM'd him immediately. Yeah. I was like, yo, buddy, that's...
I've only seen it happen blatantly one time.
Yeah,
and
me too.
It was a booker for a show. It was Robbie Bernstein was the one who got the joke stolen from, right? And... like Robbie would do open mics at this place all the time, and it was a club that I headlined. So like I knew Robbie from this club. I knew and so I went, and the guy was hosting for me, and the guy did the Robbie Bernstein joke, and it was a simple joke. It was like I date old, and it's actually a joke that I've heard other people do now, so it is sort of an easy joke. But it's like I only date older women because they have the best snacks. And then, but the reason I knew he stole it was because he listed three snacks and they were the exact snacks in the exact order.
What's wrong
he
with
wasn't
you?
Even creative Mix enough up to just take the fucking premise and run with it into a different direction. But with Owen Benjamin and David Lucas, the joke, it's a pretty funny concept for a joke, right? And he's whatever version, I don't know who does what version, but it's essentially that white people weren't that bad to slaves because they only made them pick cotton, which is the lightest thing you could pick, which is a funny idea. But like, two comics could get there. That's not a crazy thing. You know what I'm saying? When you're thinking about picking cotton and it being light, like it's just, you know.
I'll never get along with David Lucas.
You won't get along with him. Why not?
He did our podcast and he just said the dumbest shit ever.
What'd he say?
He said that he said 8 out of 10 women are come when they are raped or something like that. 80% of women come when they're raped. And me and Ian
did
were
he
like,
read that or is that his research?
Yeah, more of an admission.
Right. And me and Ian just lost our minds. We just roasted the shit out of him.
Where does that come from? Where does that come from?
He said it was a statistic he found, and we roast him until.
Can we see what the statistic of how many women come? First of all, 80% of women don't come.
Exactly. Period. That's like, why it's so much less funny. When they rape.
I'm sure there are. I know there are rape comers.
The word is.
They're out there.
Is that the statistic was
rape,
like.
Rape!
Was that there's like. 5 out of 10 have a physical reaction, which is like, yeah, if you stick something in me a whole bunch, I'm gonna get wet.
So they get wet, during the rape.
But to come,
50% get wet,
and then he made us delete.
That would be my biggest fucking defense.
And black guys hate getting wet.
My biggest defense would be like, yo, she fucking was wet, doggy. yo, your honor, but you deleted the episode.
Well, he was like, yo, I talked to my lawyer, and he said we shouldn't actually put that part in. And we were just like, then we're deleting the whole thing because that was the only funny part because he just sits there and says nothing. I think his comedy is.
What a great lawyer.
Wow. See, you'll name names. She names names when it's guys. She does not want to start beef with...
You'll name black guys.
I saw him get on stage and go...
Hot white sluts.
He's like, I wish I was gay. I wish I was a woman so that I could beat up gay N-words. And I'm like, what? And everybody's like, I was like, this is... I fucking... Austin's fucking retarded. Everybody, all the comedy there. I went in and was like, I'm never saying the word trans again.
Look, I think David Lucas is funny, but when people call him the next, Patrice, I'm like, calm the fuck down.
Tell me one thing that he said that's funny.
I mean, I've seen him be very funny on the Kill. I don't know a stand-up like that. I've seen him be funny on the Kill Tony show.
Yeah.
You know. Sure.
This is how out of it I am. This is a Lucas brother we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the Harpo.
That's
yeah, I mean, look, I don't know his act like that. I've seen him be funny on the show, but you fucking, you do not like this guy.
You're going to go on a podcast and say women come when they're raped? Fuck you. Are you fucking crazy?
Shannon?
And I'm not even...
I found that statistic.
Yeah. Please.
So it says that the range is from 4% to 50% of women that claim they orgasm during assault. Around 1 in 5 women said they had a, quote, physical response to their assaults.
But yeah. So up to 50%,
yeah,
though.
Between 4 and 50%.
But that's such a huge gap.
Yeah, that's a huge gap.
It was afterwards.
It was there.
Right!
That's a Maya DiGiorgio joke, by the way, Lewis. I just wanted you to know.
Even if he read that statistic and read it somewhere and believed it, the way that he said it was like, well.
I know. Was he kidding? He wasn't kidding.
No.
There was no joking here.
No, it was like a bad dude thing to do. And then he just talked about how much he cheats on women after the pot. And I was like, you suck.
He's sort of doing my thing. This is whatever that is kind of my thing.
You do it in a funny way.
I do it in a funny way.
And you're secretly a sweetie pie. This dude was just like,
hey.
Beep.
Don't call me Sweetie Pie.
In David's defense, Sweetie Pie is his blood type.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the sugars.
I will say Austin does. They're getting a little out of pocket with how cocky they are.
He did Ancestry.com. He's 65% Sweetie Pie.
Austin's a little out of pocket with how cocky they've gotten.
10% chill.
I just, you're not going to look me in the face and say that women come when they're raped and have me walk around and be like, I like that guy. Fuck you, dude. I am a woman.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Women come when they're raped.
We're not friends anymore.
Women?
I see in your eyes that you're a little sweetie.
They can do fucking bitch. I just said, what the fuck did I just say?
Snuggle with your kid
women
and dogs.
Women come when they rape. Women come. Come on, everyone. Come on, boys.
No,
women
don't.
Everyone at home. Come on, all the boys at home. Women come when they rape. Women come when they rape.
Yeah, you're saying women come when they rape.
Oh, fuck.
You can't even get yourself to say it.
Damn it, you're right.
And you know what? Women do come when they rape. That's our right.
Can we get Jake Flores? Is there a sign he's holding at the protest and just make it say women come when they rape?
Women come when they rape is the name of this episode.
Yeah, that's great.
Beautiful.
Women come when they're
and it's
raped
all like,
is a
if
difficult...
If you rape them, they will come.
I've said so many
Field
times
of dreams.
That I like rape. I've said that. But if you say
you
have
like
to say
rape.
It in the right way. I've said
mean?
That that's like my
fantasize.
Thing. Fantasize. Yeah, but I just... You gotta like be... You can't just do this edgelord like just throwing shit out there. Because everything he says, you know that he does mean it.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
I think.
I hate, look, I
but
don't know.
But now he knows that I hate him, and every time we
now
see each other,
he
really
I'm not going to delete
no,
this.
No, this is
you can't hit me
shot.
Up, and you're hitting my lawyers fucking told me to fucking
no,
know.
No, I don't care at all. Yeah,
no lawyers. Keep the lawyers out of it. Keep the fucking J lawyers out of it.
He knows what I feel.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta.com. If you're over the age of 21 years old, living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, and you want to get super duper high, you got to get your Delta 8 THC delivered to you from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, mostly all of them now, and it gets you high. YoDelta has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs, plus pre-rolls, big fan. Let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that is promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? So let's talk about this. What are we up against today, Shannon? We're 45 minutes into the show. We're having a great fucking show right now. Jordan Jensen being a real ass chick, lighting the world on fire, burning bridges. I like this. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I love it. Jordan's hardcore parkour. She's a real ass chick, unquestionably.
I'll burn bridges.
What are we up against today, Shannon? Because we've already had an incredible show.
In 1952, Hasbro began the distribution of Mr. Potato Head.
Interesting.
What? What are we up against?
This is the first
Mr. Potato Head. The first Mr. Potato Head came out. Can we see it?
Yeah.
Because it was just the parts, right?
Yeah. You'd
have
parts.
To get your own potato.
You had
potato.
To provide your own potato.
I like it.
1952.
It seems unsanitary.
Yeah, you're just post-depression at that point. I guess potatoes were common enough for this to not be an insult.
How much is that worth, the first Potato Head set? I bet it's worth a lot of money right now. Well, like, if you buy that shit...
It's actually voodoo. They're summoning Papa Legba. So that's really what that is. There's another, originally, it was on a dead chicken that they were putting in. They were like, look, dumb it down. Potatoes, all right?
I go different. I think technically that's an Irish voodoo doll.
That's an Irish Oh, my God. That's how my dad came to this country.
That's fine. I wish I would have kept some of my old toys. I collected comic books for a few years. And I was like, these are going to be worth money one day. And they just, when you're a kid, like, you check back, like, 6 months later, you buy a comic book, and you're like, it's just, nothing's happened. You're like, I'm not investing in anything. This is nuts. I'm reading my comic book.
I still have a lot of old comic books, because I used to work in a comic book store. I think I could sell them. I have a lot of old Spider-Man Batman.
But I bet you they're not worth that much.
I know. Nothing ever is.
It's some fucking crazy shit.
I had World War II G.I. Joes.
See, now we're talking.
But I ripped them apart.
Why?
Because they were blowing each other up.
Oh, you just fucking...
Yeah.
Where'd you get them?
Dad.
Your dad had these old-ass fucking toys.
Yeah. Ripped their heads off.
I used to have all the rubberized WWF toys.
Wow.
I actually only had two. I had the Hulk Hogan, and then I had...
Chris Benoit.
Jericho.
Ted DiBiase. Jake the Snake.
No,
Ultimate Warrior.
No.
Junkyard Dog.
Big guy. Keep hitting the button.
Andre the Giant.
No, not that big.
Hit the button.
Smaller overalls.
Hillbilly Jim.
Nice.
Hillbilly Jim. I had both of them, and what I would do is I would destroy the dolls. Like, so Hulk Hogan, I cut his hand off, and I put like a latch for a door lock, and I screwed it in, so he had a hook hand.
Yeah.
And then I cut one of his legs off, and he had a fucking screw in his leg that he would fucking walk around.
Damn,
and I took a lighter to his face, and I burnt it, so he had a big burnt face.
So he's like,
that one, that would piss him off.
I made my own characters out of these dolls. And I only had two of them. They were like all fucked up anyway. But my friend John Hickey, the lead singer of Salty Black Flower, John Hickey had the entire collection. Like, he had every one of them. And his parents were like, yo, save these. These are going to be collector's items one day. And one day I went to John Hickey's collection and I said, John, we're making our own characters.
That's awesome.
And we just I was like Sid from Toy Story.
Yeah.
I was that kid. I massacred all of his fucking toys. And his parents were fucking furious. All of my friends' parents when I was kids hated me.
Me too.
When you were kids?
When we were kids. When I was kids, come in when I'm raping.
They would beg me to go home. Even the kid would be like, you have to leave. And I would run and hide in their house. And I got type 2 diabetes from eating all of their snacks.
Yeah.
I would just go in and then at midnight wake up and just go to the pantry. If they had a pantry, what are we doing? Oh,
crazy.
My God. And I would just, chewy bars.
Never had a pantry. Never had nothing.
Never had. We had no food. That's why I got so fat. My mom would be like, how are you doing this? I gave you 4 almonds to eat for a week. And I'd be like, I don't know.
My mom would... she got food stamps.
Yeah.
And food stamps could buy you food and buy you snacks. And the first of the month would come around. We usually, for 1 or 2 days, we would have snacks. My mom would buy like a, you know, little thing. When I think back now, it's literally, because today I think a package of like 10 zebra cakes, I believe is $1.19 to this day. Like if you go to the supermarket, you can get a fucking thing. My mom would spend $1 on us, $1 per month. And it would be a package of those things. And me and my fat sister, we would just fucking eat them the first day.
Yeah.
So we had devil dogs for one day and that's that. But after a while, my mom stopped buying that because my mom would sell her food stamps for 50% of their face value outside of the supermarket. Like, I'm mortified. Like, I'm just like, Mom, please stop selling your food stamps outside of the supermarket right now. I go to school with these kids. This is the most embarrassing thing you could possibly fucking imagine.
What would she buy?
It was street cred that you were
losing.
And she'd buy
cigarettes. She would buy cigarettes and lotto tickets with our food stamps.
Yeah.
They didn't make heroin stamps.
No. That's what I was wondering, really.
It was nuts, dude. It was fucking nuts. And then I, one of my scams when I was a kid was I would go to the supermarket and in the parking lot. Very often people would load their, it's a different time. Everyone littered back in the day. Littering was just like, I'm 42
garbage.
Years old. You throw it on the ground. It wasn't even I was unapologetic. It wasn't an issue. Like if I was drinking a Coke and I was done my Coke, I would roll my window down and I would throw it out. without even a thought. It wasn't like, what are these people behind me think? Like, fucking right now, if I take the tiniest little piece of paper, let's say I roll a blunt, right? And there's the end of the blunt wraps, right? That little tiny plastic. If I throw it out my window as I'm driving, I genuinely feel a sense of guilt, like I'm a piece of shit.
I saw a guy throw his McDonald's bag out the window and I almost ran up to his car and threw it right back into his car. But I didn't.
It's crazy. Seeing people litter today, usually it's just like real black pieces of shit. Yeah. It'll be on the subway, dude. I'm talking about like, I don't mean to be racial, but that's the only people I see litter these days, dude. Be a black guy on the subway just dressed like he's going to work and just throwing chicken bones.
Yeah. You're
like, what are you doing, dude? How are you fucking this person? They don't give a shit, dude. They really don't care.
They don't care.
They really do just Hansel and Gretel their way with fucking hot Cheeto wrappers.
So back in the day when I was a kid, when I was like 10, 11 years old, literally my son's age, I would go to the supermarket and just on the ground outside, there would be receipts because people would just take the receipt and fling it out of the cart when they were done with it. And then I would grab the receipt and then I would go into the supermarket and I would grab like 3 or 4 items and just bring them back and return the items. So I would literally walk in, receipt, go on.
Yeah, I've done that out of the mall trash can. I pulled so many receipts.
Ooh, right, nice. That's good. You can get big stuff. You probably get really big stuff.
I used to just steal boxes and boxes of Lunchables. Mm. And I would park my bike outside, and then I would go in, grab 5 Lunchables, and then I would run out, jump on my bike, and bike home. And I would bring them into my room. And I'd...
So do you have a fucking slingshot in your back pocket?
Oh, yeah. Under my seat, I would keep like a little knife and a little pen and a little notebook under my... I was like a... My bike was like my steed.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were that kid. You were like,
I stole all the way up until last year.
I stole all the way up until today, probably. Yeah. When's the last time I stole? What's the last thing I stole? I steal at the airport all the time. I talk about this all the time.
I'm trying not to, though, because when you do like recovery groups, they're all like, don't. You have to, each one is like an amend you have to make. So I try not to do it.
What do you mean? What type of recovery groups? Like for drugs and alcohol?
I've done the SLAA one, the Sex and Love Addicts.
Sex and Love Addicts.
Yeah.
I should maybe do that.
Yeah.
I should maybe
Most
do that.
Most comics are Sex and Love Addicts.
I am a Sex and Love Addict.
Yeah. Can I have more coffee?
In that order.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a goddamn problem. Love is dead, everyone. Folks, love is a lie.
Why? Did you guys break up?
No.
What's... You broke up?
No, shut up. Moving on, Jordan.
No.
Jordan.
What happened? Jordan. Did David Lucas steal her?
David Lucas raped her and she kept coming. Oh, and I couldn't deal with it.
I keep thinking you fucking Central. He wasn't even staying so wet.
Did you guys really break up?
No, Jordan. Shut the fuck up.
What?
Let's move on.
What happened?
The rumor that launched 1,000 DMs.
Yeah, anything that tastes like sweet. What happened? Did she cheat on you? Did you cheat on her?
No.
Oh, yeah, because you're a sex and love addict.
I have a sex and love addict.
Why are you whispering and I'm getting hard? This is like an ASMR thing for me right now.
Jordan?
Do you want to know what happened?
I'm still happy and we're still good.
Do you want to know what I saw on the road? What
did you see on the road?
Me
cheat? Shut the fuck up, Jordan. Be a bro. Be a bro, Jordan.
He was his dick.
Okay, let's take a quick second and shout out the marquee sponsor for Skankfest, YoKratom.com, the best sponsor in the game. If you guys are over 21 years old and already in the market for Kratom, you got to get your Kratom from YoKratom.com.
That's right. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. Stop going to bodegas, gas stations, or anywhere like that to get your Kratom when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just $60.
YoKratom.com is a website. Go there right now. There's no promo code needed. All right, where were we?
Thank you. You're the best. I came out and there was a girl coming out of the bathroom after I got off stage, and she's like, "That was so good." And I was like, "Thank you." And she's this tiny girl with big tits. And I was like, "You should see Soder here next weekend." And she was like, "Oh, yeah, he's so hot." And I was like, "He is hot, but I think he's like engaged." And she goes, "Oh, he'll cheat. They all cheat."
Whoa.
And I was like, "You're my nightmare. You are the reason why I don't sleep at night."
They'll cheat. They all cheat.
Did you cheat?
No. No. It was literally fucking... it's fine. We're good. We are good.
Oh, my God.
Jordan, we're good. Believe me, we're good. Anyway, moving fucking on. What was I just talking about? You got me all fucking flustered now, Jordan.
You Come bitch. On, just confess. What happened? I want to know everything.
Yeah, I'll tell you all addict? Fair what's going on. What?
Being a love addict?
Yeah, I am a love addict.
Are you a love or sex addict? I'm a love addict. I don't care I'm about both. Sex. I'm actually both. Yeah,
I'm both. Like, yeah, I was for sure a sex addict. Like, I have a problem.
I have a problem where I'm like,
but yeah, I'm also like addicted to like being in relationships and fucking just feeling like that.
Because you are a
abused child.
Sweetie pie.
No, not a sweetie pie. An abused child. And my mom didn't hug me enough. So me now too. I look for it in all the wrong places.
No hugs. God, and when you get the hug, it's a good hug. I do the thing. Do you do the thing where you have to... Hold on.
Spectre in the Racist Live Chat goes, Jamaica is the relationship equivalent of Tony Soprano taking you on a fishing trip.
What is Jamaica?
I've taken 5 women to Jamaica.
Oh.
Not in the face.
That's crazy. I would never go with you.
You would never go to Jamaica with me?
Jordan. No, if you took 5 other women?
Jordan.
I know. That's what most place.
I know. And I did find
How
other places.
How many have you taken that you took?
5 women to Jamaica.
Natalie Holloway. Who else did you take? I'm trying to remember.
Louis J. Vandersloot.
I'm massaging my arm from giving a hand job.
Really? You jerked off a guy?
Yeah.
A man. This morning. Mm-hmm. Today. He's in your bed right now. You left him there. Mm-hmm. Wow. Hot guy. Hot guy coming in the city.
Mm-hmm. Hot guy coming in the city.
What does
back
it look
of
like?
My
describe.
Neck is wet and gritty.
All my sheets are kind of shitty.
Yeah.
What does he look like? Describe this guy to us. Turn on the sexy music, by the way, please. I want to hear about this hand job. Jordan.
He hates me.
He hates you.
He looks like a Joe List with a little bit more of a chin.
Looks Elliot like Page.
Joe List with a little more of a chin. He's a dorky guy. Nerdy guy. Is he comic?
Nope. Yep. Nope.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything. Yes. Did you guys break up?
No, Jordan.
Okay, well, he's not a comic then.
Give yourself some credit.
Put it this way. Lewis's arm isn't sore this morning.
Problem is, it is. Yeah. Fuck it. It's really sore this morning. Open up the pool today, at least.
Nice. Have a party. I'll come. Where is it? Jersey.
Above ground, right?
No, come on, Buggy.
I love it.
I love an above ground pool. You know why? Because if you run in a circle, you make a whirlpool.
That is true.
In-ground, heated, salt water. It's going to be ready.
How do you have money? Where do you get that?
Should be ready by Friday.
You have that from Skanks?
Are you familiar with Crate?
You didn't pay me for going on your podcast ever. Give me money from that.
We pay now.
I didn't get anything.
We pay now. Skanks pays.
Is Jay like a savant or something?
What do you mean, Jay is a savant? What do you mean?
Well, just the other day when he was doing that black voice, I was like, I think this guy might be like a mall goth genius.
No, he's... No, Jay is genuinely like one of the funniest people on the planet.
Yeah, but I think he might be like a...
If you put Jay in a car ride, he's going to make you laugh harder than anybody.
I think his IQ might be really high, though.
But if... No, he's an idiot.
I think so.
Jay's a moron.
Give him a test.
No, Jay is the funniest. If you write a script with Jay, he's going to be the funniest. If you're in a podcast with Jay, he's going to be the funniest. His stand-up and crowd work is the funniest. If Jay wanted to write a clean special, Jay would go and write the funniest clean stand-up comedy special.
Why isn't he the biggest comic of all time?
Because he's lazy.
Oh, because of
weed?
Did
not want to do the things that a lot of other people did. I think a lot of us, and this is all my generation of comics, which I'm a little bit younger than him, but I'm definitely older than you.
Definitely.
It was a lot of like cool, like we're too cool for school. We're not doing the fucking clips. We're not doing all the shit. And I think
he made it work.
Yeah, he's playing catch up a little bit with that stuff. But yeah, I mean, Jay is like legitimately like the language of funny. He understands it.
I mean, I haven't laughed that hard. I mean, I was like, it was like a panic laugh. You know, when you're laughing so hard that you're like, I think I'm gonna. Yeah. I might die like this. It was crazy. The things that were coming to his head, and then
are you saying it's like Rain Man-esque?
It's Rain Man-esque. He was doing this black voice to imitate Drake's dad, and it was like.
Let me turn this on to me.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is why people don't give me enough credit. Mm-hmm. Because I have always put myself because
you're stealing that bitch's jokes.
This is why people don't respect me, because I am stealing hack jokes from the 90s.
I would be more offended that woman is the woman who I have.
Oh, it's infuriating. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind, bitch? Yeah. This is where I'm at in my life.
Yeah.
Y'all men ain't shit.
I mean, Jay, like, I put myself at the fucking table with the funniest fucking people on the planet. I don't think I get enough credit for how much I pale in comparison.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think you pale in comparison.
No, I'm a genius.
But I do think Jay is severely underrated.
Yeah, I think Jay is extremely underrated. I think anyone who knows Jay is one of the funniest comics on the planet.
Yeah, I think I just didn't know.
Yeah, it's just, it's not underrated in terms of like financially. That's yeah. Not, no, underpaid. Maybe.
Underpaid. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So underexposed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the problem is also like what Jay is trying to do, just like me, and just like we chose a lane that has a much lower ceiling, right? I'm watching Jim Gaffigan at the Beacon Theater. Right. And I love Gaffigan. I'm a massive fan. It's my son's favorite comic. I brought my son there. It was awesome. But Gaffigan had 6 sold out shows at the Beacon Theater, making literally 7 figures for his weekend at the Beacon Theater. Right. And this is the truth. Objectively speaking, 100% of the people would laugh harder at Big J if they just sat down and watched both of their shows. Like, Jay is a killer like that. Like, I'm talking about like makes the people roll. But Jay's doing shit about black cock and fucking pussy and, you know, racist shit. And then when you look online, the what he's sort of like built. So I don't know that his ceiling goes as high as like a Nate Bargatze or, you know, but then again, Shane, look where Shane's at, dude. There might be a path to it. And Shane's a ballsy fucking comic. You know, Schultz is a ballsy comic. Yeah. So you don't have to be clean, but there is also something I think about some of those guys, like Nate Bargatze and Shane both have this like everyman quality that like when you're talking about like when people are choosing the president, like who you want to have a beer with, that's what those guys, the it factor that you're talking about is the fact that people go like, I want to fucking have a beer with Nate Bargatze. I want to have a beer with Shane Gillis. I don't know that Jay hits that same type of thing. And that's why I think their mass appeal.
Well, Jay can't be president because he's Jewish.
It's also true.
We don't let it happen.
Oh, he's Jewish.
But Jay is also like, let's not fucking get it twisted. Jay's doing extremely well. None of us, and this is me and Jay, Dave talk about this all the time. Like, if you would have told me that I have the career that I have, if you would have said
a decade ago,
you would have said, you have this career. They said, here you go. This is the amount of money you make, this career you have. Sign off on this for the rest of your life. 10 years ago, I would have been like, oh, like, yeah. I would have, oh, this is crazy. Am I getting raped? Oh, I'm coming. Oh. So, but now when you're in it and then you start to, you know, not taking it for granted, but you're in it and you go like, no, you always move the goalposts a little bit. You're always, so it's like, yeah, now if this is my career for the rest of my life, I'd kill myself. If you said I would never grow further than this, I would put a fucking, I'd eat a bullet right fucking now. Yeah. I shit you not. So it's kind of weird watching it sort of happen, but.
That's always how it is. I mean, that's like the human condition is to just always think that what you have isn't good enough.
I know.
Or else we would just sit in a garden and fucking
We wouldn't go to the moon. We wouldn't fucking have really cool innovations. And that's it. We shouldn't be getting complacent. We shouldn't be sitting here going like, you know what? Let me stop and smell
but
the roses.
But you have
Life's
those
good.
Moments where you're like,
of course.
Oh, shit.
In Jamaica when I'm breaking up with my girlfriend.
I need to know. You broke up in Jamaica?
No. Stop it, Jordan. You're fucking... You're a real jerk face. That's what you are.
You're a sweet
boy. You're a real jerk arm.
Dude, it hurts. I tried to do it how you swing a hammer where you don't use any muscle.
Can we show Jordan Girthmaster?
Please. Well, this guy,
I'm obsessed with this.
This guy wants to start working for Puff Daddy. Or I'm sorry, Kanye. Kanye is launching his own porn company called Yeezy Porn, which more power to him.
Yeah.
Good for him. You know, what does it take to launch a porn company these days? Maybe that's my future.
Pornographer?
Yeah. I wanted to be a pornographer for a while.
Really?
I remember being like 12, being like, just fucking grow.
Yeah.
And fucking, it just never grew to full man dick size.
Yeah. Wait, he started his own porn company?
It is kind of weird though, I will say. Like, I remember having a small dick as a kid, right? And like doing these jerk parties with my friends, and a couple of them would make fun of me for having the smallest dick out of them, right? And then like... It did grow. Like, it is a man's dick now. Like, I do have a man's dick.
Yeah.
But I remember at the time I had a small dick for a child. But I don't remember when that... I don't know when that happened.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where that fucking dick meat became a man's dick.
It's like when you go back and see your old neighborhood and you're like, man, that used to be...
Huge.
Huge. And now... Yeah, it's just, yeah,
it's more of like a Rudolph thing. Like, you didn't understand, you know, it was special what you had. You're bringing something different to the table.
You know, I don't really know.
My dick wanted to be a dentist. That's
a bumble.
I'm from the island of misfit penises.
Wait, what's Girth Jordan?
Let's go in this way.
Girthmaster. You know, like the on the street viral videos where they'd be like, how much do you make? What do you do?
Yeah.
It was a guy's like, oh, I'm an OnlyFans. I'm in the top 1% of OnlyFans content creators. This guy's fucking cock is I would fucking murder my family to have it for a day.
Let me see it. What?
Let's see.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa.
That's the Girthmaster.
But you, Jordan, you don't want that. That's too big.
I've had that.
You've had that big? Mm-hmm. No.
Wow. I've had, I mean.
What do you do with it?
To be honest, there was one guy that I was hooking up with and I felt his dick and I went and I was like, oh, I'm no way. And I just sucked on the outside of it. And I was like, that's not going inside me. But it was like.
Just the outside of the dick? What do you mean?
Like a suckerfish. Like I was cleaning the scum off. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I can't even do, I'm not going to stretch out my.
Jordan, you have a big mouth too.
I know.
A large mouth.
I know. I didn't want to get wrinkles. Yeah. From a dick.
Forethought.
That's crazy. That's a huge dick. Shannon, you'd be into that.
No, what? No,
Shannon loves way. Something like that.
I haven't had sex in 100 years. That would just
have
rip my body in half.
Have you still not had sex since the last time we talked about this?
That's correct, yeah.
What is going on? Be
Shannon,
a friend.
Shannon, you want to go to Jamaica?
Well, then I'll just get fired.
What? Get down.
What?
Okay. Definitely not by that. That's
what are the details about Kanye's porn company? How can we get a job there? Can I become an agent? Can I be something?
Probably. So he's working right now with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband, Mike Maz. It said he's a vet in the porn business. He's a former producer and stuff. So he's working with him. They're
this
not
is a right-wing porn company.
Yes. They're not releasing a lot of details, but they're saying that it's going to be like different than anything anyone's ever seen. It seems like they want to create like a studio, like a whole everything, casting, the art,
but can I
everything.
Tell you the problem with porn now these days? Nobody wants a studio porn. Nobody really wants it. Like VR porn, I will say there's room there, I believe. That's the innovation. But studio porn is actually a step backwards, right? So what people like now is people like the OnlyFans shit. They like knowing that a girl, fuck, they like knowing a girl's playing video games during the day and they like talk to her and then donate to her and then they subscribe to her OnlyFans and they watch her fucking finger herself and they send her a message and like, that is that
the interactivity.
The interactivity and just sort of like the closeness to everything. That is what is really popular with guys now, right? Yeah. You don't need a fucking, you know, $30,000 camera and lighting and editing and sound and all that other shit. I think that takes people out of it more now. If I had to guess, my assumption. That's some woman
shit. I think
shit.
People need to jerk off and they throw on porn. I think they're not going to go on, subscribe to so-and-so. They're going to look up big titty porn and it's still a big market.
I don't think that.
Think
so.
About
I jerk off the porn.
Yeah.
Okay. We you know. Do too, I'm sure, right?
No, I don't jerk off.
You never masturbate?
Never.
At all. Okay. So I jerk off the porn, right? Even the studio stuff, like Bratty Sis or or like fucking, you know.
Dead
like,
mom.
Yeah. Stabfather.com. Yeah.
One-legged baby. Keep going.
Disappointed son's mother.
No, she's having the time of her life. I'll tell you that much. But like that stuff, like it's the gonzo style where it's like a camera and you're not like, it's not like different camera angles being shot. Like the shit, you'll see certain shit. You'll see like Vixen or Blacked or these like companies where it's a little too high produced. And I wonder, I bet you that they are have less and less and less and less numbers with the advent and the sort of influencer porn.
I was just, stuff. We had a porn star on our podcast yesterday and she was saying she likes the production stuff as a porn star because it's like you show up, you work with these people, it's professional as opposed to the gonzo.
Yeah, but you probably feel special.
It's not what we like. We don't even like the fact that she likes it. The fact
but
that she likes
that kind
it
of
is
unfortunate?
Turning me off more.
I mean, that sucks that we're like, no, now do it in your home that you can't afford. Do it there.
Yeah.
Do it on your bed.
I like that. So you never masturbate, Jordan?
No.
When's the last time you masturbated?
I mean, maybe if there's a hotel with like a removable shower head. No, but I just don't. I have enough sex and I don't need it. It makes me sleepy.
Is that part of your recovery?
No.
So they tell you could jerk off in your recovery?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's whatever your bottom lines are. My bottom lines are like, you know, getting attached to people who I know don't want to be with me. That's my big, that's the thing that I go for. I go for anybody who's like, I hate you. And I'm like, I'll jerk you off with my hand. And they're like, okay, great. But can you put it like something over your head? And I'm like, yeah, I have a paper bag right here that I drew a little frowny face on.
It's also sad.
Yeah. I hold up that depression thing with the plate.
Can you please make it a happy face? This is bumming me out right now. Yeah. I would make
they prefer it if it's sad. They
you can do a happy face on one side and a sad face on the other side and then spin it around. Depending on
how
like the mayor from
they come and I slowly turn it. Yeah.
Ah, shit. That's wild. Yeah. I've jerked off less.
It takes away your life force.
You think so?
Yeah. Go up on stage without jerking off and then go up before, because that's when we jerk off, right? You're in the hotel room. You have so much time. You're showering before the set, right? And then you're like, I'll jerk off.
You jerk off in the shower?
Oh, that was a commentary on stand-up at first. You were saying, like intellectually, that's us jerking off. Is like, we have
I'm not a nerd. No, but like, that is when you would do it, is in the hotel room. And I think that it makes you a little doped up.
Yeah, I would never jerk off before a show.
Right.
See, when I jerk off, you guys are
successful enough. I have Joe Russell in the room looking at me, being like, "I have to set up Bobby's camera."
Yeah.
So I'm
like,
"Oh, just fucking finish." Yeah. So I fucking jerk off. You're right. I do get a little tired in the middle of my jerk session. Usually, I get really yawny.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of it, and then I'm like, "I'm gonna fucking take a nap after this."
Yeah.
Dude. Like I need a nap. And then I come. And I am wired. And I'm like, like there's no nap being had. I've never once napped after a jerk
session. Do you crash, though, a little after that?
No, dude.
Really?
I get it out of me, dude. If I don't nut, I walk around with, like, evil thoughts.
Wow.
Like, I walk around, like, people.
This is him with clarity.
Yeah.
You're like the person.
You don't want my balls full, guys.
It's like the prison food that they give people so you don't fuck in prison. That's like, you were the case
did
study.
That
was a rumor I always
chemical
heard.
Chemical castration.
Yeah. Well, I was
that's a good idea.
Time. Yeah.
That's a great idea. I'm pro that. Makes your dick soft? They should just put a shit ton of estrogen in the jail food.
Is there a drug on the market that specifically kills your libido, that is mass produced, safe, and doesn't kill your libido for life?
Hims.
No, Hims doesn't kill your libido. It gives you a libido.
No, it kills your libido and it makes you grow hair.
Wait, what?
I dated a guy who had a rock hard dick all the time, and he was going bald, and it made our relationship great because he got his hair back.
It killed his libido.
A little bit, but only brought it to a normal amount.
His dick was rock hard.
No, but it brought it down, so he wasn't just walking around with a fucking boner all the time. And he had hair, so he was hair and a normal guy. We broke up because turns out.
I feel like you're dropping a hint for me right now. I was like, what do you mean?
Hims. Get Hims. Hair transplant reduces your libido.
Yeah. Hims.
No, but I think it does it.
Let's see. Medication. In some cases, your doctor may recommend medications to reduce sexual urges, including corticosteroids, chemotherapy, or radiation. Chemotherapy my dick. It's like, dude, we're going to fucking radiate your balls.
A very sad room. Everybody sitting in chairs with hard-ons.
Morphine, antidepressants. There are ones that make me not be able to have an orgasm. I've had that happen before.
Yeah,
that
me
was
too.
Adderall kind of killed my libido a little bit. It made me angry.
That's good, because sometimes Adderall makes people get into really weird sex stuff. I've had a lot of my friends cheated on because their boyfriend had an Adderall addiction, and they went out and like just fucked a trans woman or something.
Ew.
Because they were just like,
I mean, no offense.
Weird.
Trans women are women, I think.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Ian just banging all these trans women? It's crazy, right? It's too, like, I'm not even saying, like, don't love, but the way you're doing it is like the way a drug addict uses drugs.
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. Yesterday on the podcast, we had Emma on, who is a trans woman who we had sex with.
Yeah.
And there was a part of me that was like, I get it. Like, she didn't have the ego.
She has
ego.
A beautiful, like,
no, yes, thing. But she also didn't have the ego of a woman. Like, you know how women are always like, I deserve... you to go down on me for 15 years because that's my boundary.
Yeah.
And she was hot like a woman, and it was kind of like,
and she's a little dick.
You know what it was? A chill girl, like a bro like me, but hot.
Shannon, somebody said, I believe it was on the Reddit, that she wouldn't come on your show because of...
No, she won't see you M on the show because that's inappropriate.
No.
she was... What was that?
She was booked to come on your show and didn't come on?
She was booked, and then she had some sort of last-minute flight change or something, and she didn't make it in.
Oh, okay.
Last night.
Yeah, because people were... Because you said she was on your show. So the rumor was that because of her association with Ian, she doesn't want to be associated with Gas.
No, she was booked and good to go until, like, very last minute she had a flight change.
Yeah, well, good for you, Emma Rose.
She's a busy lady.
Oh, yeah. All right, look. This has been fun. It's been fun. Fun show. I wish you were here for the whole time.
I know.
Come on, Jordan.
I forget how much I like doing this podcast.
It's a good show.
It's fun.
Fun. It's a fun one. It's a morning show. It feels like radio vibes.
Yeah.
We're good. I got to go fucking my pool guy has the pool water going into the pool right now, and I have to be home at a certain time to turn it off.
I thought you were going to say my pool guy is fucking my girlfriend right now.
And
I have to get
pool guy is just smashing her.
We have to get off air so you can tell me what happened.
Nothing happened. I'm happy.
I can see the sweetie pie in your eyes. I can see your 100%
of women get
face.
Wet when they get raped in a pool.
100%. Yeah, that's true.
I read
that's
that.
Accurate. Yeah.
All right, you guys are the shit. You gotta run. You guys are the best. Thanks for
Thank
watching.
You.
We'll be back on Friday with another exclusive episode celebrating Cinco de Mayo on Friday. Cinco de Mayo a little early. Cinco de Cuatro.
You should have Jake Flores on.
Is it Cinco de Cuatro on Friday, Shannon? No, Cinco de Trace. Cinco de Trace on Friday show. We'll see you guys then.
Well, no, Trace tomorrow. You Whatever. We're fucking so stupid.
Cinco de Trace.
We're the dumbest people. Yeah, the five of the three.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
That's all, folks.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.